This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Tuesday. Oh, my God. August. It just feels like August just started and we're already at the 6th. What the hell? What's happened? What's going on here?
I told you. It just funnels right down to December now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What is that? Oh, what's going on? All right, so Leanne is here, Sia's here,
yes.
Gugu's here, and you are here with us this morning, which is excellent. It's the reason we get up. We don't do this for our health.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If it was just us in the studio, it would be very boring for us. We don't do this for our own personal enjoyment. We enjoy it, but that's because we know you're there listening. There'd be no purpose otherwise.
Yes.
I feel like I was back in terrestrial radio on the weekends.
Why?
Because no one listens to radio anymore.
Oh. Shade.
Hey, what was your Durban trip like? I saw you partying up a storm. Bottles of champagne, dancing on tables. Gugu said,
what did you call him yesterday, Gareth?
No, you called him. He what said like a little slut.
On what?
You do understand there's this little thing called podcasts, and that you are not able to walk back on things that you say.
Yeah, he got smart, didn't he?
He's not being smart.
He's just pointing out that you're not.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, if you're going to dish
one out, plus one equals
anyway,
two in this case.
How was your weekend in Durban?
No, there's no any way. We aren't just going to gloss over it very quickly.
Sia wants to have a fight first, and then we can move on.
Someone hold my purse. I'm about to get serious here.
Look at him clutching his pearls.
Did you have a big party?
I'm so tired.
Still,
I'm
but
not
this was
even,
Saturday night, right?
It was Saturday that rolled over to Sunday that rolled over to yesterday. I'm
what,
not
what
even
drugs
going to
did
lie.
You take if you're no. still tired?
Oh. Ratex.
No.
I knew it was going to be like this, though. This is why, way ahead of time,
you booked off Monday.
I put Monday off because I knew I was not going to be standing.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw your Instagram, and I obviously don't know. Was it your sister's party or something?
It was a friend's party who was turning 33.
Oh.
And it was probably a group of about 20 of us just celebrating her birthday. And the moment I arrived in Durban on Saturday night, it was just Saturday morning. It was just on from that point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you didn't stop?
No, not at all.
And what time did you get home on Sunday?
We got back to where we had booked at about 6 a.m.
Mm, my word. Oh.
And we were up again at 11 a.m.
Oh.
And started again. But I'm not complaining too much because that's exactly what I wanted, though. It was just good. You know when you have no responsibilities?
No, that's the best.
No stresses and reckless fun.
You know, I hate those people who make you feel guilty about when you've had a good time. Mm. I hate those people. They can
do you know people who call you sluts for having fun?
They can kush me and tochus. I do not like people who are serious about life to the extent where they don't allow themselves to have a pressure valve. You have to let go. You have to sometimes get completely out of your box. Behave really badly, do something embarrassing and stupid. Not that this is what happened with Sia, by the way.
No, but it was embarrassing and stupid.
No, but if you do, like you're alive.
You've got to get it out of your system sometimes.
Jeez, I mean, these people who just always toe the line, they're always so responsible. God help us, I never want to be like them.
Mm.
Ever. That's boring. Horrible way to spend your life being so responsible all the time. And
yeah,
you know, this is also, Sia's not a parent, he's in his 20s. He's resilient. I mean, I've seen him drink. He can drink.
Like what? Like a fish?
I never understood that expression.
Yeah, I mean, yes, like a fish. I don't understand that expression
because
either.
Fish drink the water so that it passes oxygen through their... Do they?
Gills?
Yeah, it just keeps coming
No, they don't drink the water. The oxygen comes in through gills from the outside.
Mm.
That's why you got gills.
Do fish drink water?
Do they get thirsty?
Only saltwater fish drink. So they do drink.
That's a stupid expression.
In fresh water, the inside of the fish is saltier than the surrounding environment. Water moves onto the fish by osmosis, passively through the gills and the skin in the stomach. Fish have to eliminate all this excess water by peeing dilute urine.
Urine. How exciting. All right. So anyway.
Leanne, my life is now all the more better. After
I know. It's so great to know that fish in freshwater pee. And then we drink that in our rivers. Beautiful. And remember, don't forget that when you drink water, fish fuck in it.
They do. Mm-hmm. They poo in it.
Why do you have to add such a reminder in our day?
And
like
if you've
this.
Ever seen fish copulating, there's a lot. It's a
spraying of eggs and it's like caviar shooting out of guns.
Dare I ask where you've seen this?
On the TV.
Yeah, nature documentaries. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think maybe I missed that.
And as the eggs are spraying out, the men then fertilize them, the boys.
Yeah, and then sometimes some predators come along and eat everything, including the men.
Yes.
It's a very hard life. All right. Here's a message from Hen, who says, Gareth, big ups for the show. Love the content. What is the drawing app you use for those floor plans and things? I think it's called Live Home 3D or whatever. I'll look it up for you now. I work in the yachting industry. Currently in the Mediterranean for the season. Current location, shittily. Got some loud Americans on as guests. I don't think it's shittily. I'm going to shittily in September. Well, at the end of this month.
Mm.
It's my first trip to Italy. I mean, I've been to Venice once, but I've never been to Rome. So I'm really excited about that.
I've been to everywhere in Europe twice, but I've never been twice or more, but I've never been to Italy.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the way things worked out.
Everybody tells me this is the best thing. Rome and the Italian Riviera. It's going to be spectacular.
How many kgs are you giving yourself to gain on this trip?
No, I'm not going to eat like a pig.
Not like Eat, Pray, Love.
No, but you know what it is. Yeah, first of all, look, Italian food is what I would eat normally.
Mm.
I love Italian food. Anything with tomatoes in it. And I mean, that's how I picture Italian food in my head. And I went to Venice once and I had the best bruschetta I've ever had in my life. Mm. I can still close my eyes and imagine it now. Mm. And I'm not a foodie. Everything there tastes better. I don't know what they do. Maybe it's because it's been growing there for thousands of years.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's the climate and everything.
Anyway, so this is Hen who's currently in Shitaly and he's got some loud Americans on board. I'd love to know what happens on these yachts. Now, we've got a lot of people who listen to us because on yachts you obviously want podcasts because you've got long trips and you might be, you know, swabbing the decks, or, you know, cooking supper in the galley below, or maybe you just look after the people. Maybe you're piloting the ship. Who knows?
Is it called piloting?
Yeah, piloting. Or that's the word for the captain when he's in control.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Never mind. Me and my basic terminology need to keep quiet.
You would never be a pilot. You'd be a guest.
They were captaining.
Sia would be a guest. And
Sia, no one would survive, right?
Yeah, no one would survive. We'd be into icebergs all the time. It would be the Titanic Part 3.
You'd just go, oopsie.
What does this button do?
Do you know what? Oh, oh, oh,
oh.
Do you know what else we're doing today is recording the first couple of episodes of Blind History Season 2.
Ooh. Yay. The grand return.
Very excited. I did some research yesterday. I was up until midnight looking for facts on Vlad the Impaler. And what's interesting about this series is that a lot of the people we're covering have been chosen by the audience. So
nice.
We did some research and asked people, what would you like to see the next episode on? And people came back with their own suggestions. I'm not going to spoil it by telling you about the rest of them, but it's good. It's some good stuff. Oh, I love history. Man, it's the best. There's so many good series they're making now as well. What's wrong, Sia? You going to sneeze?
Oh. Good, Gareth.
Is that good. You took it away.
Is that an orgasm?
No.
Or was it a
sneeze? Well, they say it's the closest thing.
Yes, they do, but I don't believe that at all. I've sneezed a lot. It's never been as good as an orgasm.
No, it's not as good, but if you want to describe to someone who's never had an orgasm.
Like who, an alien?
Yes.
Who's never had an orgasm? Are there people like that?
Yes, of course there are.
Jesus, how unfortunate.
A lot of women don't. Can't.
Leanne? Okay, never mind.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
It is.
That has got to be... I'd rather have one leg than never orgasm.
Just sneeze, you'll be fine. You get close enough.
I'd rather have to poo through my ears than not have an orgasm.
Well, you're going
to
be having orgasms by yourself a lot if you poo through your ears.
No, they wouldn't. Your partner wouldn't know that. I'd give up a leg for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of people with one leg who have plenty of good sex.
Exactly.
All right. Here's an interesting point that someone made just yesterday. We just didn't get to it. And this is from Richie. Richie says, the Kennedys' forefathers might have made a pact with the devil that for all the success in the political spectrum, every 5 years or so, sacrifice is required. Because there's a story about another Kennedy who died. Leanne told us.
Yes. So
in the house.
Yeah. She was in her early 20s.
But she didn't die horribly.
We don't really know.
Horribly is all I was given. Listen, Kennedys die horribly. Have you, I mean, you've looked through that family tree. Aren't they related to you?
My aunt is married to a Kennedy who's
alive.
Related.
She's still alive? Still going?
Very much so.
Are you worried?
They live in a very big house in Connecticut.
You know what happened? As soon as Arnold Schwarzenegger married into the Shrivers, who, of course, Kennedys,
mm-hmm.
heart attacks.
See?
Straight away.
Just all
untimely. This is the strongest man who ever lived. Imagine, I'm going to marry Maria. We're going to have 3 children. It's going to be great. I was the Terminator and the Predator and Conan the Barbarian.
And Mr. Universe.
Mr. Universe, the strongest guy. And what happens? Just a few months after marrying Maria, boom, heart attack.
Kennedy curse.
I'm telling you, that's something those people did. And I think it all stems from old Joe Kennedy, the father. He was a bootlegger. And a Nazi sympathizer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Racism wasn't taken so seriously back in those days. You know, it's only now that you get fired for racism. He was the U.S. ambassador to London. And he was saying,
What decade is this?
This is the 1930s. He said, this Hitler dude, not so bad.
They were like,
okay, well, let's try it out then, Joe. We'll try and make friends. He's good. All right. Lots of people talking about those mass shootings.
Yes.
Which are horrible. And you know, again, I've just got to say, I hate the way this stuff is politicized, and that's why I'm not going down that road. There was one in Dayton, Ohio, and there was one in El Paso, Texas. The one was on the left, the one was on the right, just proving that crazy people are on both sides of the spectrum. And I hear conspiracy theories. And I mean, if you want to go down that rabbit hole, it is a dangerous place to go. Basically, people have lost their lives. Families are broken up. It's a disaster for America. But these are the same things that happened under previous presidents. Let's not forget there were 25 mass shootings during the Obama administration. No one ever said, Barack Obama, it's your fault. Mm. Right? People are saying, Donald Trump, it's your fault. He's not the one going around with the gun. And as I said yesterday, it's easy for us when there's an incidence of rape, for example. We know who's to blame. The rapist. We blame the rapist. We want the rapist arrested and put in jail or executed. Right? That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's killed in a mass shooting, when someone we care about is killed, or a bunch of people we care about are killed, what do we want? We want to change the gun laws. We want to have stricter controls. We want to ban this kind of weapon. We want to ban that kind of weapon. And we don't realize that someone who's got
sick and twisted upstairs.
Yeah, they've got a problem, a mental health issue, clearly. And instead of treating the cause, we treat the symptoms. So we say, well, if we could just get the dangerous stuff out of their hands, they won't be able to do so much damage. You don't know that. They can make a dirty bomb out of fertilizer. If someone's got bad intent, if someone's malevolent, they're going to find a way. And that's what people have got to start realizing. Humans. Let me give you some good news. Do you want some great news this morning? Properly great news.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it going to lift us up?
Yes, because this is from the UN.
Okay.
The UN published a report about 8 months ago, which believe me, my life is so boring that I know this. I'm about to make your life boring, but really positive at the same time. The UN published a report on global poverty. Now, you know how everyone's going on about how poor everyone is and no one can afford anything and the world's getting harder.
Mm-hmm.
All this misery. Well, here is something that will blow your mind this morning. And you're welcome to, I will see if I can tweet out the link to the report if you want to prove it to people who are skeptical. The UN do not like giving good news to people. The UN exists because they're there to warn us about bad things, right? It's a supranational body. It was formed after World War II. The purpose of it is to prevent another world war and a bunch of other things. They've got the UN Human Rights Commission. They've got UNICEF. They've got various education things like UNESCO.
Mm-hmm.
UNICEF.
No, that's different.
Oh,
but,
sorry.
Well spotted there, the un part at the beginning.
Yes, okay.
Yes. So here's the report. They say basically, by the year 2030, according to the current trends in terms of wages going up, unemployment coming down, technology spreading, free market ideas spreading all over the world.
So in 10 and a half months.
No, 2030.
I mean, years. Years.
Jesus. Okay. I really Mads watched Leanne this morning. She's definitely hit the brandy early. So, all right. So in 10 and a half years, they say that there will be no one living on planet Earth who will be under the current poverty line. Current poverty line is, I think, like $2 or $3 a day. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but there are currently a lot of people who are living under that. I mean, not as many as there were 10 years ago, because it keeps getting better and better. This is the whole point. But the UN says by 2030, we will have no one living under the current poverty line. Now, that is unbelievable. So all these people who keep telling you bad things are coming, definitely getting worse. Humans are shit. Inequality is the biggest problem. Lies. It's all lies. It's stuff to make you nervous. It's stuff to make you anxious. It's stuff that they want to use to control you, because they know that if you're fearful and you think that the future is worse than the present, you're going to vote for them and you're going to hand over your responsibilities to them. There are only three things you need to do if you want to stay out of poverty. And I know that probably a lot of poor people don't know about this podcast. So if you know someone who is poor, pass on this podcast to them. It could change their life. Three things you need to do if you want to stay out of poverty forever. Number one, finish school. Just school. Just get to matric. Even in this crappy education system, that puts you in a position where you will not be poor if you do these three things, right? All in combination. Second one, do not get pregnant or make a girl pregnant before you are married. Don't have a child out of wedlock. It is a guaranteed road to poverty for many people. All right? So those two things so far, not bad.
Yeah.
Third one, get a job. Any job. And I know that sounds hard, but it could be cutting grass on the side of the road. It could be washing cars. It could be making pies. It could be doing anything. But get a job and stick to it. Those three things. You do those three things, you will never be perpetually poor. Simple, right?
Yeah.
Now, no government involved there. There's no magic formula. There's no Maya Angelou poem that you have to recite every morning before you get your day started. Those are just three things everyone can do. And two of them are positive, like get a job and finish school. The other one is a negative. It's just something you don't have to do. It's something you must avoid. Having a child out of wedlock. Now, you would think these would be fairly obvious things. A lot of people don't know this.
And having a child out of wedlock is not for ethical reasons. It's for financial reasons.
Exactly. It's good. No, I'm not interested in your morality, you know?
I wouldn't say it's that a lot of people don't know this. There's so many other factors that are just compounded into this. I don't know. It's just too much. It's
anyway, we're jumping from mass shootings to world poverty, but there's some good news for you, all right? So the three things you need to do if you want to stay out of poverty forever. And the other one, which is, I suppose, the best news I've heard in ages, and this should be great news for everyone. And be suspicious of anybody who says, oh, that doesn't sound right, or that seems too good to be true, or maybe that's just what they want you to believe. Why would you not be thrilled to hear this news? And it comes from the UN, who don't want to give good news usually. And they're fairly objective. I don't love the UN.
Why?
I don't love them. I think that they're a big bureaucratic mess. And a lot of the countries in the UN use the UN to grandstand on their tiny little shitty ideas against countries that really matter. And I think South Africa has been extremely disappointing at the UN. Everything we voted for and everything we voted against is almost like by the book what we should not have done. I've met, I think she's our UN representative for South Africa in Pretoria. She was at an event I was at not so long ago. And I tried to hear her out, but I really don't think that we're making very good decisions there. And the indications from other governments who are our friends would be that we're purposefully trying to screw up. which we seem to be doing with our own economy. But enough about that.
Oh, wow.
All right, there's more stuff that we want to get to. you're going to go apeshit in Rome with the architecture and the history, dude, and then also eat spaghetti vongole with prosecco, and you will never come back. Have fun.
Wow.
That is from Kala.
My mouth is watering at all of this talk.
What's up, guys? My girlfriend is a stewardess on a super yacht. They work like slaves. Fun fact, they had Jared Leto and his band on this past week. She says he's fucking weird. Had 20 people over for dinner one night. One girl spent the night. He made her sleep on the floor with him.
Oh,
James. Wow.
I'd love to know the type of confidentiality agreements that people who work on these yachts have to sign. You know, because a couple of years ago, we spoke to the former personal assistant of Tom Cruise. And she worked for Tom Cruise right at the beginning of her career. It was years after the fact. But, you know, out of listening after that interview, she still couldn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
I remember little weird facts.
Yeah, there was a whole lot that she had to leave out.
Mm. Remember that we did the interview with her. She left. And then a couple of days later, she said, I'm so sorry. I need to come back in. We thought, this is weird. Why? Yeah. She said, no, because I have to retake the photo that's uploaded of me because Mr. Cruise doesn't approve.
So Tom Cruise saw a picture of me, basically.
Look at that for the three degrees of separation. Sure, go with that as well.
Tom Cruise was looking at a picture of me. That makes me feel very creeped out right now.
You know,
is anyone excited about the new Top Gun?
I haven't watched the trailer yet, even though it came out like 2 or 3 weeks ago and everyone's
because this is generational for like people my age and maybe a little bit older and a little bit younger. That movie was really actually quite lame, but it was a movie of its time, right?
Yeah.
And it was all about this kind of gung-ho dude who rode bikes and flew planes. And he's like a superman. But it was also a very like gay movie, actually, with all the slapping. And no, I don't mean in a bad way. There was like volleyball games with shirts off. And they all like call each other nicknames. And it's all kind of all homoerotic, you know?
It's very, very American.
Very American. But a lot of people
and then
thought,
very romantic.
A lot of people thought it was a bit cheesy. And if you watch the original Top Gun and you're not in your teens, you do think it's kind of stupid. A great movie because the soundtrack is good.
Yeah, it would be very cheesy if you look back on it.
But, I mean, really, like, even Kelly McGillis was just, she wasn't that hot then and she's revolting now. And
it had a good soundtrack. That's what also made it.
Yeah, the soundtrack was probably 90% of it. But anyway, they're bringing out a new one, and the trailer looks pretty epic, and I suppose I've just got to see it just as a nod to my own kind of...
I feel like you two are just talking about something we know nothing about.
That's about right, because I can see it from the dazed expression on your face.
Do you know what they're talking about?
Google, you
know... Well, you have no idea what Top Gun is?
No, I know Top Gun, but all these actors and actresses, what was her name?
Kelly McGillis. Look her up right now. Just take a look at what she looks like right now.
See, it pretends like he knows. Look at her. Got this expression on his face.
My prediction is it's just coming back with tons of CGI and explosions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's basically another version of Mission Impossible.
All right. Here's an interesting message. This is from Tumelo. Tumelo says, morning, guys. I missed your show yesterday, but I'll listen to the podcast later today. Speaking of orgasms, there's a rumor that Georgia Smith has a sex tape. The memes on Twitter are hilarious. People are thirsty as hell.
Someone who I don't
Georgia
know.
Smith.
Who is that?
Does anybody know? Happy.
Oh, J-O-R-J-A.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Oh,
she's
that one. Oh,
a singer-songwriter from somewhere.
Is she hot? Can I see a picture?
She is super fun.
Danny Lowe says, I wish someone knocked me out cold when I decided to impregnate my ex. She's riding me for every cent I have, Danny. Yeah, Danny, I'm sorry, dude. That's horrible. What can I say? You have my sympathies. I mean, listen, I've told you this. Since I had my two nephews come along, my life's got better, and I do love kids, especially if they're related to me or something, and I have to care about them. But I spent yesterday afternoon, an hour and a half, I was babysitting them.
Oh, yes? By yourself?
Yeah, on my own. I went to their house, and I kind of just sat around and looked after them, and they went outside, and they showed me their room, and they showed me their toys, and it was fun. So I'm not against kids, but if you plan them, and you have them in a loving, caring relationship, you can share the responsibilities, and two parents are always better than one, always, regardless of what anyone will tell you. I mean, single moms will tell you how hard it is. There are a few, but single dads will tell you the same thing. And I'll tell you something, you don't want to have that responsibility all on your own. Life yeah. is tough. And then you also have to be the breadwinner.
And yeah, exactly. And, you know, something might change in your life job-wise. And then at least you've got someone else to rely on for that.
Yeah. All right. Loads of other things that we'll get to message-wise in a short while, but it is 5:30. So do you want to get into the news?
Yes.
All right. Let's start off with a story from ENCA. There is a 23 million rand unclaimed jackpot.
Who is this person?
They must be really stupid. Maybe they did.
What do
they could have died between then and now.
So what happened was a Shell petrol station in Centurion, where the winning ticket was bought, no one has come forward. And that was in the last 3 months, apparently, that this ticket was the winner. The ticket expires in September, so tick tock, you've got this month if that's your ticket.
Remember last time they couldn't find the guy. I can't remember how much money it was.
Can you imagine if that ticket's
and then
lying?
Eventually through all the news and people talking about it, he came forward.
But imagine if someone threw it away because they thought, oh, that didn't win.
It's not me.
And then they threw it in the rubbish and it's lying on some dump here in Johannesburg. It's just blowing in the wind.
But you also,
know, like, it could be the beginning of a movie where they're looking for this. I mean, 23 million rand.
Oh.
You see,
and his ticket's blowing around.
When I do buy,
and this person's poor.
Yes. This person's probably dirt poor.
When I do buy, I buy
rich
online.
Rich people never play the lotto, ever. That's how you know it's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
You know you're encouraging me to now just walk through
the rubbish bins.
Rubbish dumps
yeah.
now.
And if you see a ticket, I mean, can you imagine people? Imagine it flies like in Forrest Gump, that feather that flies around. Imagine this lottery ticket's flying around Centurion or Johannesburg or Pretoria or whatever, and like people are just ignoring it, and there could be 23 million rand in your hand.
Maybe it went into the vent of a truck or a bird used it to make its nest.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't that be hilarious? Imagine someone finds it, but they find it on the 1st of October.
This is also why it's a good idea to play it online, because then you get notifications if you
won. How often do you play?
Google, you'd commit suicide?
I probably would, because I'd be thinking of the 20 million and what my life could have been.
So Kensani Mabuza, who's the corporate relations executive at Ituba, says this is the largest unclaimed jackpot so far.
But how long has it been now?
About 3 months. Jesus. We're hoping our winner will come forth. The winner played a quick pick, and the ticket was played in Centurion. So this person doesn't even know what numbers they chose because they let the machine choose it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Poof, that would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice?
I want to now call all of my friends in Centurion.
Yes.
Hey, did you go and play the lotto last week sometime?
Yeah, and like they're going to not be suspicious if you suddenly call them out of the blue now. The city of Johannesburg says there's no permanent solution to raw sewage that's been spilling onto properties in Houghton. Apparently, manhole covers just come up and shit comes out.
All over. Houghton.
And Houghton is like a smart suburb.
Yeah, they must learn to live with shit.
Human feces spilling down the road and pouring. And imagine the stink. Human feces.
Mm-mm.
Seen a lot of Jewish people walking around Houghton. How are they
going
to
do
that now?
You know what? They walk because they walk to shul on a Friday.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's going to be a bit awkward. Walking if you have to walk past the turds. Each household pays about 550 rand a month for sewage, but that seems pointless. I mean, why would you be paying if you lived in Houghton and there was raw sewage flowing down your street? I'd stop paying.
Yeah, for sure.
City of Joburg insists it's doing its best, but it appears the city's at a loss about how to deal with this problem. Ugh, what a problem, huh? And then speaking of the city of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, who's the mayor of Joburg, has blamed the national government for the chaos in the Joburg CBD. In a series of tweets posted on Monday, Mashaba said the ANC is allowing lawlessness to continue in the area. Well, the ANC is allowing lawlessness everywhere because they don't know what else to do. They are completely overwhelmed. Governing is not for them. I don't know how else to say it. The ANC could not organize a piss-up in a brewery at this point. So unfortunately, he says the undercurrent is political. The ANC is willing to allow lawlessness to flourish by not prosecuting and working with the city of Johannesburg so that they can claim we're not doing a good job. They don't care who suffers, they just want to do as they please, said Mashaba in a tweet. Well, has there been any single person arrested? No. Has anyone gone to jail for state capture? No.
No.
Basically, the only person who's gone to jail in the last year has been Adam Katsavelos, who said the K word on a beach in Greece.
Is he in jail?
Well, he went for it. He was in the cells for a little while, but that's good. It. Everyone else, basically, this is the land of do what you want. Do what you want. You're never going to be responsible. No one is held to account in South Africa. So Herman Mashaba has a point. Unfortunately, he says, we don't need the SANDF deployed. I have 1,500 Metro police officers who are coming into our streets soon. The issue is prosecution. We need a national government that acts within the best interests of residents. What is Shamila Batoy doing? She was appointed in February. We said, well, got to give her a little bit of time. Here we are in July. What is she doing?
August.
Does she go to the office to download porn? What is she doing?
Yeah, there's just no accountability.
My God. Okay, and then this is horrible. A woman's body was found under a boyfriend's bed in Vlakfontein.
Yuck.
It was discovered buried.
Presuming he put it there.
Yeah, it was discovered buried under the bed.
How do you sleep at night?
Yes, I couldn't. Oh. The boyfriend apparently committed the murder. Police are on the scene to investigate the incident. The suspect has allegedly been arrested. I mean, it's in a shallow grave under this.
So he like thinks shack. That he buries it under the bed. No one will find it because he's sleeping on top of it.
Yeah. Exactly. Stupid idiot.
Stupid ass.
Yeah, what it's an idiot.
Literally like an ostrich with his head in the sand.
Exactly.
It's just wild. The boyfriend was arrested and charged with murder. He's appearing in court on Tuesday. Ooh. Some sick people in this world. Just buried the body in like a shallow grave right under the bed.
And yes, smell it from there.
Can you imagine? And then Mugabe is still alive.
He's going to live forever.
I don't want to sound like a horrible person, but I think this might be the end.
He's definitely looming. Started to darken on the edges. Like he's got those, you know, like an old
You're
piece of roast.
Describing him like a
like
piece
an old
of
piece
fruit.
Of roast beef. Uh-huh. No, you know, like when roast beef starts to curl and go dark at the edges. That's what's starting to happen here.
He's but dehydrating.
How old is he now?
He's been hospitalized in Singapore, where he's been receiving medical care for 4 months. Mnangagwa, who's the current president, said the 95-year-old Mugabe had been receiving medical care for an undisclosed ailment and was responding well to treatment. I mean, who cares? Like, this guy should have died 20 years ago. And it's not like his disappearance from the presidency has done any good for Zimbabwe. It's still being run by morons. That ZANU-PF is just absolutely useless. And the ANC think they're a great success because they're still in charge. Doesn't matter how much the people of that country have suffered. Doesn't matter how poor the country is. Doesn't matter how few productive businesses there are running in the country or how low or high unemployment is.
Do you think ZANU-PF is like the ANC on steroids?
You got to learn how to use these microphones properly. You've got to be about this close to it.
Ah, there you go.
That's
there you
better. Go. Right.
There you go. There.
I said to you, do you think the ZANU-PF is the ANC on steroids?
No, ZANU-PF are the ANC's blueprint for how to stay in power. The ANC don't care about running the country. They just want to stay in power. And I do think they're going to lose the next election, but it's going to cost everyone else in this country a huge amount. We're going to have to survive 5 more years.
But I think everyone felt they were going to lose the election we just came out of.
No.
And look what happened there.
No, nobody. I certainly didn't say they were going to lose the election.
I was hoping they would.
Well, yeah, hoping and thinking are two different things. All right, so those are the stories in the news this morning. Let's get a little Said by Sia to up the mood, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Sia, have you got something positive for us this morning?
Well, it's some positivity coming out of the current slightly, well, not even slightly, sad situation in the U.S., you know, with all of these mass shootings, or rather two in particular, hundreds of people have been coming forward and stepping up to donate blood. You know, we always get calls to donate blood and to be part of that movement. But really, yeah, people in El Paso in particular have really been stepping up in an amazing way. So to the point where actually donation centers are currently overwhelmed by so many people coming out to donate. This particular weekend, hundreds of people stood in line and they were all very nice and civil Some people even rocked up with pizza to hand out to the people who were in queues, to the point where the police had to intervene and say, thank you so much to everyone who's helping out, but there are too many of you here. Rather schedule appointments. You can go home and come back at some later stage. So the entire community is coming out to help out in this way. So these are people from West El Paso who are coming out. Some people are actually handing out food and water and hats and umbrellas in line.
Right.
This was in particular on Saturday, and really is awesome to see people stepping up and helping out in such a horrible situation. So at least some bit of good news coming out of this situation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, shows you that there are good people who are willing to do the right thing, even when there's a horrible situation like this that develops. And that, to me, is the spirit of a country that is, you know, we've done this before too. You know, in South Africa, when there's a massive crisis, people do. They come to the fore. People help each other. Shows you that there's goodness in humanity. As much as there's bad, there's good too. And I'd like to see more of the good and less of the bad.
Why don't we talk about that? Because all I saw yesterday with the news is every single candidate who's trying to get more support talking about, you know,
you're talking about America now?
Yeah. These shootings. I saw Cory Booker, who had like a good 20-minute long, you know, rant on CNN yesterday. I was like, okay, let's switch
Cory
that
Booker
off.
Has no chance of ever being president, and he's basically a big actor. He's pretending to be a politician.
Why do you think he has?
He's got no chance.
Vehemently,
there is no way. He doesn't have any support. He was the mayor of Newark, which is
in New Jersey.
Yeah, he's a disaster of a mayor. He's not a particularly genuine and authentic guy. I mean, all of the other candidates, I mean the main ones, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, those are the main ones. He's better than, I mean, he's worse than all of them. They're all better than him. So he hasn't got a hope in hell. If he gets a 2% in the polls, it's a lot. 2%. You should just retire. Get out of there. He's a grandstander. He thinks he's like the heir to Obama. It's embarrassing to see him on the stage. He's just a nobody.
His teeth just freak me out a bit.
Yeah.
Random point.
Lots freaks me out about him.
Random point.
At the end of the month, Revix do something called Rebalance. But what is it and how can it help investors? Well, I spoke to Sean Sanders about this and a whole lot more on Beyond Bitcoin yesterday. You can give that a listen. Stay up to date with all the things crypto that are now at cliffcentral.com. You can listen to the entire series of interviews that we've done and find out about Revix too, because wherever you get your podcasts, you will find Beyond Bitcoin, whether it's on our app, on our website, or Spotify, anywhere else too. Beyond Bitcoin is brought to you by Revix, which is a revolutionary new cryptocurrency investment platform, making it safe and easy for you to invest in cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I went through to Comedy Central yesterday to record an episode of Suzelle DIY show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She does this show called Most Ridiculous. And it is. She's hilarious.
Like, yeah, she's brilliant.
Properly wild and
really
mad.
Really brilliant.
And she's become like a major comedy star.
Yeah.
Suzelle. It's all dressed to the nines.
Yeah. I was thinking this morning of putting on the Suzelle outfit.
Oh, really?
Must really take a long time.
She might be joining us a little later in a surprise visit, so just get ready. That might happen. All right, Gugu, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm plotting new things for the show.
I was worried about you when you said you had a boring weekend and you didn't score and you didn't go out and you didn't do anything. Sounds a bit depressing.
No, we're not trying to go into depression. We're busy plotting for the show, plotting new things.
Okay. But you're not depressed.
No, we're not depressed. Okay. We're not there.
Keep an eye on you.
I had to do a horrible thing yesterday.
What was that?
Have you got someone on the line?
No, go on.
I had to put down my aunt's cat.
Oh, Jesus. Did you use a gun or did you go to the vet?
No, I went to the vet. But she was 18 years old.
I can imagine you pulling out a gun.
No, definitely not.
Where do I shoot it?
Shame. She was 18 and completely blind, etc.
Oh, shame. That's old for a cat.
Yeah.
That's old for anything.
I was holding her until the last moment and then sobbing. And the vet said to me, you know, would you like to have the ashes? And I'd sent my aunt to the car. And I said, yes, I think that'll be very therapeutic for her. So he says, shit. Okay, it's 1,800 rand. I went, no, thank you.
She'll be fine.
She'll be okay.
Hey, Elson, what's up, dude?
Hey, G.
What, can you believe your former president Mugabe is still alive?
You know, for some reason, especially after he's left power, people kind of have a soft spot for him.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
what is this love affair that Zimbabweans have with the people who do them the most damage?
I don't know. It's almost like, what's that fancy word about you falling in love with somebody that oppresses you?
It's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah,
Stockholm Syndrome, where people who get abducted fall in love with their abductors.
I think that's what it is.
It is like that. And it's this bizarre, like, grip he's got on the public imagination. I mean, when he dies, can we just throw him into a hole somewhere and forget about him? Of course that won't happen. There's going to be a state funeral, and Zimbabwe will spend the last 10 rand in their bank accounts to go and be a part of this funeral, and it's just crazy.
You guys are going to miss Zuma when he's gone.
I don't miss Zuma at all, and I will not miss him when he's gone either. I'm sorry, I won't.
Yeah. I just hope that man has last couple of good days.
Do you?
Yeah, I hope he does.
You don't wish he'd have like incredible pain riddled all over his body?
Nah, I don't think so. Because all right, so yeah, he did mess up a lot, but yeah, well, nah, it's inexcusable. I was about to blame his wife. But then again, Elson, he made the choices that he did.
Elson, he is a disaster of a human being. He has been bad for humanity, and he's been especially bad for Zimbabweans. The fact that you can't even live happily in your own country should be tantamount to this. And here you are forgiving him like an idiot.
I don't know. It's. I know a lot of people also share exactly how I feel, and especially with the fact that since he's left, things have gotten absolutely worse. So people tend to forget quickly how things got as bad as they did. And they just focus immediately on how things are worse than they used to be when Bob was there.
Do you remember Bob Marley's song? Speaking of Bob's, and there's a line in Revolution song that goes, Redemption song, sorry, it goes, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our soul, right?
Yeah, now, man's, yeah.
Now, dude, it sounds to me like you're enslaved by your own leader here. You are a slave to this fucking ancient piece of shit who did nothing but ruin and demolish and destroy any value in a country that you come from and that you should have a reason to be proud of. But I told you the other day you can't be.
But Gareth, if you guys are that smart and open-minded, why can't you get rid of the ANC, bro?
Listen to how you sympathize with it. Listen, dude, if I could click my fingers and get rid of them, I would.
We both get the gun we deserve, right?
Have I not been trying to explain to people how terrible these guys
percent.
Are? No, you.
And if you listen to every conversation I've had with you, it's been bashing those guys.
You have not. The last time you came on here, you were saying, no, Zimbabwe's great and it's just had a tough time and... It's like you're always externalizing blame.
Look, here's my thinking when it comes to Zim. I still stand by what I said. I love my country. I feel like Zim is an amazing place. I've been lucky enough to travel, and that's how I see that. It's a couple of greedy people that are at the top, but regardless, the reason why Zim is in the hole that it is, I guess, is because of how peace-loving Zimbabweans are, and I guess it's a gift and a curse.
It's not peace.
And how they don't like to
there's no peace.
Change the status quo.
Just because there isn't open war doesn't mean people aren't suffering. It is worse off now than it's ever been, right?
No, I hear you.
Now, if there isn't progress, that means there's decline. If there's decline, that must be somebody's fault. I'm telling you now, you can lay that squarely at the feet of Robert Gabriel Mugabe. And you're saying to me, oh, you hope he has a peaceful few months left and you hope he, you know, you'd go to his funeral. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, fuck no, I wouldn't.
Yes, you
would. Number one, because I can't afford it.
Exactly. So you've just told me the whole story. You couldn't even afford to go to his funeral. just
look,
dude,
yeah.
Just
yeah, go ahead.
Let go. Like, let go of this. I know that people in South Africa keep voting for the ANC because they see them as the party that liberated South Africa. But this was a negotiated settlement. The ANC didn't win some war. It was negotiated. The old evil apartheid government, who no one can say anything nice about anymore because they justifiably were a bunch of assholes, right? I can say that about Effie de Klerk and all his people. How come you can't say that about Robert Mugabe? How much more failure must have happened before you'll say it?
No, look, absolutely. I get exactly what you mean. So I was one of the people that spoke out about Bob. My parents right now are in a position where they can't leave the country. And so I've got two other siblings. None of us are in Zim. The one is in Australia. The other one is there in SA.
Yeah.
I was in Belgium for a while and I'm here. And it's all because of how greedy that guy was. And I get that, right? But I don't really bear any ill feelings towards him now, especially with the state that he's in. So,
who cares? Like, he should be suffering from terrible diseases that hurt.
How many people?
Yeah,
has
but it's
he
not.
Killed?
It's not gonna make our lives any better, though.
No, it's not. But there is such a thing as like retribution, and humans we have a requirement for it, whether it's good or bad. I don't think it's noble. I don't think it's great that people revel in each other's suffering. But this man has done nothing but bring about suffering. Don't you see that if he hadn't lived, I mean, history's not going to be kind to him. If he hadn't lived, there would be a few more happy, less hungry, and vital people living in a country that really shouldn't have any excuses for failure.
And then arguably, it would have taken us a lot longer to get out of the apartheid that we're in, because it was instrumental in liberating the country.
Yeah, well, some people would say that it was almost better then. And you know that's not too far a statement to make.
I don't know which people you've been talking to.
Well, dude, I don't know how many people are even able to get health care in Zim at the moment. You just mentioned your parents. I don't know what they're doing for a living. I don't know if they had jobs before or if they have jobs now. I don't know if they've got some money saved in the bank or whether it's worth anything. The currency's gone. There is no infrastructure. I was in Harare a little while ago. You got nothing to be proud of. Nothing. You might as well be from Afghanistan.
I don't know. let's see how things turn out. But that's not why I called. Right. Can we leave Zim alone for a second?
No, well, you, I mean, Elson from Zim. I mean, what do you want me to say? Go on.
Yeah, cool.
What else is
so,
there?
So since Ben has left, there hasn't been too many people that fact check whatever happens on the show. And half the time, so for a while, I couldn't listen. So I was listening to a couple of shows that you did a couple of days back.
Are you going to fact check us? Let's go.
Yeah. So over again, Trump, because he comes up over and over again. So there's a couple of things. Number one, I'll just go straight to the one that I know wasn't true, was when you spoke about Trump and Epstein and how Trump met Epstein only once on a flight and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
You do realize it's not true, right? And that Trump used to host parties, invite girls. And there's a video of him and Epstein where Trump is grabbing girls and they're pointing girls out with Epstein and having a great time.
Send me the link. I want to see that.
I would love to. it's from 92. So it's a video of Trump and Epstein, and it's at a party, and these guys there's only two or three guys the entire party.
So it says in you're talking about the Spectator article that says Donald Trump was in photographs that Epstein has. So he's saying he has pictures with Trump.
No. It's a video. I've seen the video.
Oh, okay. Well, send it to me, please. I'll be happy to correct it.
Sure.
Listen, these creepy old men, dude, there's a lot of stuff that's going on in those echelons of power and privilege in the U.S. that we should all be very worried about.
Yeah, 100%.
You wouldn't want your daughter at these guys with their parties.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, there's a couple of things that I'll just listen to the show. I'm like, yeah, Garrett, that's not true, man.
You can be our new fact checker.
Yeah,
then,
you're welcome to take the role of fact checker. We like that.
You've been promoted, Elson fact checker.
You're now called. I can get.
Yes. You're now called Elson the fact checker. Yeah, I'll pay you in Zim dollars with Robert Mugabe on
that.
Nah, fuck that.
Keep that money. Who wants that worthless piece of shit?
That's exactly how I feel about Bob. There we go. Well, this seriously can be the same. All right, thanks, Elson.
All right, cheers, man.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thank well you. Ngiyabonga.
All right. Very nice. There we go. There's Elson. Here are a few messages. First of all, a lot of people sympathizing with Leanne about having to have a cat put down, but agreeing that it's a bit too expensive to have the ashes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Here's another thing you cannot do to be poor is hold on to your lotto tickets. Yes, that's a good point. The ANC couldn't organize anything. The killer out there is out there, Sia. This is all these messages come from one person, by the way. This is all from Brendan.
Wait, the ANC couldn't organize anything and the killer's out there?
Yes.
Is the ANC the killer?
I don't know. But Brendan says, Leanne, that's a hilarious story. I had to put my cat down too a few years ago, and I had the exact same thing. Got offered the ashes, was happy to keep them until I heard the cost.
Yeah.
Shame.
Come on.
See, another thing that I don't like about having to keep ashes is what do you do with them afterwards? And yes, we've discussed stories like now they can make diamonds out of your ashes, or mm-hmm. you can put your ashes into a record
would maybe
player.
Maybe scatter them where your cat had its favorite place in the garden or something.
See, I don't like that idea. Then you have to leave that property, or you sell the house, and then what happens?
So CS thought this through. Poorly, Anne.
But they
they
catch you when you're most vulnerable.
Yes.
You're bawling and the cat's in your arms and it's dead.
Did you stay in the room for it?
I always do.
Yeah, have to. They go. Otherwise, they get very sad.
It's just to comfort them in their
lives. Oh, I couldn't.
Moment. Like, you really have to do that with your parents, too.
Yeah, it's a very, very horrible thing to do. It's very difficult to do.
I've had to put down two dogs and I've never been able to stay in the room.
There's one, two horrible. Of, they're two of my pets that I don't think I will be able to do it.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay, well, this is a depressing thing to talk about on a Tuesday. Let's move on, all right? We've got more important and fun things.
Absolutely.
To come. All right, very good. You know how to get hold of us, 0797482090. That is the number to call us on, and we will be happy to take your call. See what's up this morning. And also, if you've discovered any new good TV series, because that was something that that I know Ben used to perform a very important and vital function for us in doing. So if you know of any good TV series that we need to be paying attention to, please let us know.
We're looking to promote someone else now, just like Elson.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if there's a good show on, we like to know about it, right?
Especially since Leanne has binge watched Orange is the New Black. She's in the market for something now.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. So a couple of other things that we've got to get to this morning. I told you Suzelle DIY might be popping in. That's very good news. And she might be bringing along some surprises. She's got a show on Comedy Central, which is called The Most Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's very, very good. She's also written two books, Suzelle DIY The Book and Suzelle DIY The Recipes. So isn't that good? Huh?
Very,
very
cool.
Creative titles.
Where did you first see her?
YouTube years ago.
Yeah, how to make a braai pie.
A braai pie. And also there was a sprinkler system.
Oh, right.
And the one where she goes, you had a fork because there's a bee, and she jumps in the
She's
pool.
She's got her friend Marianne, who's
yes.
her best friend. Best friend.
BFF.
Who doesn't speak. Yeah.
All right. You know how to get hold of us. Let's get cracking. Got some news, some fun. Suzelle DIY coming up.
This is CliffCentral.com.